Big decisions from the Supreme Court today. One ruling that finds nearly half of Oklahoma is an Indian reservation. We'll talk about that in a moment. On the issue of President Trump's financial records, the court ruled 7-2 that the president is not categorically immune from records requests from a New York grand jury. The president called that decision not fair.
And in the case of a request from Congress for the president's records, the justices had concerns it was too broad. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, though, said that both rulings show the president isn't above the law, and they seem to show that at least a grand jury in New York can see the president's financial documents, but that nothing will be revealed to the public before the election. NPR National Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson is here. And Carrie, start with the case from New York. The opinion says no citizen, not even the president, is categorically above the common duty to produce evidence when called upon in a criminal proceeding. Tell us more about that decision and what happens now there.
Yeah, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote for the court majority. He was joined by the court's four liberals and two justices appointed by President Trump, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, although they may have disagreed with some of the reasoning. The bottom line is that the president is not above the law when it comes to a state criminal investigation and a subpoena for records. In this case, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office and a grand jury there had subpoenaed one of President Trump's accounting firms seeking 8 or 10 years of financial records from the president based on his personal conduct before he ever went into the White House as part of an investigation that they had launched after Michael Cohen, President Trump's former personal lawyer, had testified that he paid hush money to try to keep a couple of women quiet during the 2016 campaign. We now know, based on the majority opinion from Chief Justice John Roberts, that based on 200 years of precedent in the Supreme Court, that presidents have uniformly agreed to testify and provide information when called in criminal proceedings. The president, though, according to the majority, can still challenge subpoenas in the lower courts as bad faith or burdensome or overbroad. Basically, the bottom line conclusion by John Roberts was there's a public interest in fair and effective law enforcement that cuts in favor of comprehensive access to evidence.
Yeah, well, in fact, they robbed him of the one defense he did feel he had, which was immunity. They said, you don't. The second case involves the House request for records, also 7-2 ruling. Explain that decision and where that goes.
This one was a little more complicated, Robin. This was based on subpoenas from three different House committees to the president's accounting firm and to financial institutions that held some Trump records, again, based on private conduct, not involving the presidency or the actions in the White House. And in this case, Chief Justice John Roberts said that lower courts had failed to consider properly the separation of powers and the balance of powers and the tug of war between Congress and the president. So the court majority here, same one, basically ruled that the lower courts will have to review this case again and think about a number of factors like does Congress really need this stuff? Is there any other way to get this material? And that Congress will really have to show it needs this information. Both sides, both Democrats and Republicans, counted this as a partial victory. In the short term, though, Robin, it means that because this is all going back to lower courts, it could be a long time, if ever, before the House committees get these materials, certainly not before the November elections. That's for sure.
Right. But to be clear, especially in the New York case, is there thinking that the grand jury in New York will get access to these financial records since, again, the president's one defense was that as president he was immune?
It seems likely the grand jury under the holding by the Supreme Court majority will get access to tax returns and other records. But as you know, Robin, grand jury materials are secret. It's against the law to leak those things. So I don't know when, if ever, they will become public. But it seems in the medium term that the grand jury will get those materials for sure.
And just quickly, Chief Justice Roberts wrote both opinions. We've been hearing he was trying to corral as close to a unanimous vote as he could get. 7-2, pretty good with this court?
7-2 is not bad, but remember in the case involving President Clinton and the earlier case involving Richard Nixon, former President Richard Nixon, the Supreme Court was 9-0. In this case, the chief just could not get Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas to sign on to the majorities.
NPR National Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson. We'll be hearing about these court decisions all day, I'm sure. Carrie, thank you.
My pleasure.